Well, the head of the UN Atomic Agency has once again confirmed that Iran has fully implemented the 2015 nuclear deal between the Islamic Republic and the P5 plus one group of countries.
Nuclear-related commitments undertaken by Iran under the JCPOA are being implemented. And if and when it comes to the question of compliance and non-compliance, it is not the IAEA who passed judgment, because IAEA is not a member of the JCPOA in any agreement.
Yokio Amido added that assessments regarding undeclared nuclear activities and materials are still ongoing in Iran. The IAEA's director general also noted that the agency will continue to implement the additional protocol, including additional access to nuclear sites in Iran, as in other countries.
First, regarding the number of complementary access, that is a part of the safeguard confidential information, and I cannot tell you how many complementary access we have had. But I can tell you that we have had many complementary access, and we have had access to locations more frequently than many other countries with extensive nuclear programs.
Well, the announcement by Amino comes as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has accused Iran of failing to abide by the terms of the nuclear deal, also known as the JCPOA. Since taking office in January, the new U.S. administration has repeatedly criticized the agreement. This has led to speculation that the U.S. wants to quit the JCPOA. Iran and the EU have already warned Washington against violating the accord. Political scientist Kaveh Afrasiabi says the IAEA's report on Iran puts the U.S. in a difficult position to prove its non-compliance accusations against the Islamic Republic.
Well, first of all, with respect to the IAEA, the statement by its general director is very significant, because let's not forget that according to the JCPOA and the terms of the UN Security Council resolution that followed, the IAEA is in charge of monitoring Iran's compliance with the terms of the agreement, that is fulfilling its obligations, as it has just confirmed following the August 31 report. So technically speaking, the report by the IAEA really amounts to a certificate of Iran's compliance. And it puts the United States in a very difficult position to decertify and report that Iran is not in compliance, because they have to show concrete evidence. But let's not forget that even in the United States, Secretary Tillerson is not really echoing the criticisms of the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, and you know, there are reports of very important divisions within the Trump administration itself over the Iran nuclear accord.